Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rick Haro is in Florida tonight, our sports business and legal insider on CBS Sports Radio. He went to see the Panthers tonight. I think they lost, unfortunately.
4-3. Who do you have? Unfortunately, yeah. It must meant what did you get?
I actually thought they'd win that game the way they've been playing lately. They've had some huge wins lately, and they've looked pretty good. Quenville's got them playing good hockey, but they lost tonight, right?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I spent time with Dale Talon, who is a hero of mine, and from Chicago. And now it's not arenas. It's not, you know, weather. It's not anything else. It's four square. Can they go to the playoffs and play well and go deep in the playoffs? And that is going to signal success of the franchise or not. So, but you can't have anybody better in the helm than Dale Talon and Coach Q. And you're right. You know, they overcame a 4-goal deficit against Boston in the third period 2 days ago. So, who knows? They just got back. I think they play 14 out of the next 16 games at home. So, they'll be okay.
I can't believe that they won that game against, you know, I think the Bruins are probably the best team in the league.
Right.
And that they were up 4-0 on home ice, and that the Panthers won that game, and that they couldn't, frankly, you would think that would propel them forward, being like, this is a game changer right here. This is a huge win. We're going to roll after this. And then they go home and lose.
Yeah, a jet lag. So they play the Rangers on Saturday night, then I think they got the Bruins,
right?
Got the Ducks, so they got a good homestand coming up. Ask me next week. We'll see what happens.
Let me ask you this question: the Canes won, that Manny Diaz won 6 games. You have to be impressed at the very least that he is. You know, they're going bowling, and you know they really at the beginning of the year, what were they, 0-2? They are not. They were not a good football team. They were a mess, and that he turned them around, and they basically went, 6-1 since then, right?
Well, and also, they blew away Louisville. Look at that offense. Look at that kid Williams. It's a record 6 touchdown passes, more than any in school history, and there have been, you know, so many good quarterbacks. And the line is playing better, which defensive line has always been good. But that offensive line, I can't wait for next year already, because they're playing for this guy, and they could have gone south. And you remember how bad they looked? They looked bad against Carolina. They looked terrible against first half against Virginia Tech. Could have won that game pretty easily. Could have, should have. All it means now is a better bowl game. So I think they go, they win 7.
Do you think do you think Brian Flores, who I actually think is doing a good job with the Dolphins after, you know, the way they started and how bad they were, the fact that they're, like, to me, they're in every game now and they're tough to play and they can score and their defense is kind of better than everybody thinks it is, they've actually looked pretty good. They have to be impressed with the job Flores is doing, to be honest.
Yeah, but look at what happens now. Everybody says they're winning too many games. But, you know, I got 2 games on the schedule. They play the Jets again, right? So I guess if the Jets beat them, now we're back to a tie for the worst. And they play the Bengals again. So if everybody's talking about tanking and tanking is over, it ain't over yet. But I am impressed with him as well. And look at the stats. I think they are the second least or the least penalized team in the league. That means a lot with rookies, right?
Yeah. What is Bruin Sports Capital all about?
$600 million. George Pine, good friend. Remember, he ran IMG, then ran NASCAR. It's a company that's investing in a whole bunch of stuff. $1 billion invested. They're looking at philanthropy, but they're looking at buying pieces of property and pieces of properties in sports. And they're also going to try to figure out how to get on top of the whole cable and broadcast and television world that everybody's doing, but these guys have dough.
So Rick Haro with us, our sports business insider. College basketball is underway. Good games. There's been some huge upsets, like Kentucky losing to Evansville. Why do you think we're going to see the end of one and done?
Well, because I think the NBA is going to figure out how to negotiate that deal with the Players Association. And remember, it's really not a college issue. It's an NBA rights of 18-year-olds to declare immediately out of high school rule, and you can't have one without the other, meaning if you get rid of it, you better have a strong G League or every kid, not just LaMelo Ball and R.J. Hampton, will go to Australia or Europe or somewhere. It'll take a year or two to figure out. At the same time, it takes a year or two to figure out this whole endorsement payment thing. So we got a lot of governance coming up.
What do you think of Roger Penske buying the Indianapolis Motor Speedway? I know you've had tons of dealings with the Speedway and with the Holmans. Honestly, they owned it. They bought it for $750,000. What did Penske get it for?
Billions. And nobody's saying because it's a private transaction. But if you're going to sell a 2.5 mile racetrack, the entire town of Speedway, Indiana, the whole brand, the likeness, the new deal that NTT has with the IndyCar series, then you better turn it over to somebody who can run this. And, of course, Roger Penske and the Penske Corporation with their cars and their trucks and the rentals and all of that stuff, they're the right people to take it.
So the movie's out, Ford and Ferrari tomorrow, and the big story is the Raiders have cut a deal with Ford to be their partner in Vegas.
Hey, the Raiders look pretty good, right? Brent Musburger's doing the play-by-play, I noticed, which is kind of interesting because he's a Vegas guy right now, and all of a sudden he's doing the Raiders, which is interesting. And also, Allegiant cut the deal to name that $1.8 billion stadium. It's completing July 21, but now they got the Desert Ford dealers. And by the way, the original car sold and licensed by Ford in the 60s have great value. They were talking about a GT Roadster prototype sold in August at a Monterey auction for $7.5 million. Not relevant, but I just thought we'd throw that in there.
So the MLS crowned Seattle the champs. They had a big second half. How about that crowd out there, 70,000 for that game?
Crazy, man, just like Atlanta last year. And the bottom line is the boardroom, right? 30% increase in value of franchises to an average of $313 million, 11% NFL, 8% in MLB, 6% in NHL, much higher than all of the bigger sports. Now, the revenues aren't as high, and the TV deal, you're not really sure what's going on with that, but expansion fees are $200 million, and there are a lot of people that still want in, so MLS is there. By the way, Miami, and you know you're picked up in Miami as well, obviously, but the City of Miami Commission is still trying to figure out whether they're going to get the deal done for the soccer stadium in Miami, and I hearken back to what I was doing 30 years ago when I kind of grew up on the heels of waiting for the Miami Commission to get it right. So things haven't changed.
The Super Bowl 54 for Miami is going to be huge on Fox, and the ad pricing is setting a new record per usual.
Per usual, over $5 million for the 30-second spots. And why? Well, the election ads, but they're not going to let the election ads screw up the Super Bowl, you'd hope. But Netflix, Amazon, Hulu, the tech companies, the pharmaceutical makers, the typical Geico stuff, the insurance companies, Progressive, State Farm, and others. As long as you got that inventory, and of course Fox says we're going to have one less ad during games, during the breaks, because the games and the breaks are too long. What that means is it's scarcer now to get ads, which means they're going to be more expensive.
Tell me about Imagen. What are they all about?
Well, it's a company that's trying to figure out how to get a whole lot of more people watching and a whole lot of people shifting. And we talked about this earlier as well, that there's a lot more people watching devices now than they are watching television. And companies like that are just trying to take advantage of it.
So tell me about all these guys in the PGA that are turning 50. And I know Phil Mickelson's close.
Well, yeah, but Phil Mickelson's almost there. But listen, KJ Choi, Jim Furyk, Mike Weir, the tour, $59 million, four foreign countries, 18 states, 27 events. And they're also going to bring another one down here as part of the playoffs down here in South Florida. And so it's a big deal where the Champions Tour gets new blood. And, of course, John Daly kind of running around, too.
Sinclair Broadcast Group has reported a 47% increase in their revenues to $1.12 billion. And didn't they buy all those regionals?
About all the regionals, the RSNs from Disney. They've got the whole network, the plans TBD. But the division that was formerly American Sports Network, Sinclair's, there's a company that's part of this whole group called Stadium, as you know. And the whole deal is to try to put together a super network, not only on the television side, but on the digital side. So a formidable process.
The NBA altered its bylaws prior to the start of the season to allow teams to sell sponsorship packages outside the U.S. and Canada for the first time. Going to sell any in China?
Yeah, for half the price, maybe some right. will buy it, yeah. But how about the Wizards, Rui Hachimura, the first Japanese player ever selected in the first round of the NBA draft in 2019. So they have a deal with Japanese tech conglomerate NEC. That's the kind of thing that they want to try to do. The same thing with the Bucks and Greece for obvious reasons. By the way, can you pronounce the Greek freak's final last name?
Yes, Antetokounmpo.
You are... And you know, you think you just play smart on TV, but you are—you're really smart.
Not really. Let me see this: the Knicks and Devils in the Tech Top Five will broadcast soon, featuring something to do with FanDuel betting. What's going on there?
Well, they're going to allow betting on it, and so you know, the deal will be FanDuel just doesn't become a sponsor, but they'll become an official sports gaming partner for them. The Rangers are going to be involved, but that's only a sponsorship deal. So sports betting companies increasingly signing these deals where you can do it interactively, the scrolling sidebar during each intermission, the in-game and half-game halftime spots. And so all the states where betting is legal, you're seeing more and more of this stuff and more to come.
Spalding's going to have a holiday shopping spree on social media. What's that about? I like their basketballs. The NBA balls of Spalding.
Yeah, and it's kind of cool. Damian Lillard, DeMar DeRozan, November 24, Spalding.com, Holiday Slam. The exclusivity will mean that the sneaker drop will include Spalding merchandise. It's going to sell out quickly. And it's kind of like Black Friday. Nobody goes shopping anymore, but they use their computer.
Power of Sports 5. Orioles' Chris Davis donates $3 million to the University of Maryland's Children's Hospital. That's an incredible gesture by him, considering he's hitting 040 the last 5 years.
Well, let's not jump on the guy because he can't hit. Let's jump on the guy because he's using some of his big contract to kind of help kids, which is kind of nice. And you are absolutely right. Subpar batting averages the last 4 years. That's what I put. Leave it to you to kind of deal with it the right way it ought to be dealt with. But let's, you know, the story is that he and Jill Davis, his wife, donated $3 million bucks to the Children's Hospital, University of Maryland Medical Center. It is a great gesture.
You know, Brian Cashman sleeps on the street with the homeless. Now it looks like Charlie Manuel is going to do what he does.
Yeah, and Charlie Manuel, you know, who's got a kind of a really, he's a very comfortable in his own skin. He's raising awareness of the homeless in Philly. November 21, and it's not about pretending to be homeless. It's the act of solidarity with the 4.2 million young people. 4.2 million, that's a lot of people experiencing homelessness every year, so good for Charlie.
All right, so what's your schedule now, Mr. Haro? What big events are you doing? Are you just staying home now for Thanksgiving? What's the deal?
No, I'm staying home for a day. I'm going to the men's soccer game in Orlando. And then I'm going to go to Stetson and see Davidson Stetson football. Why? Well, because I can get back for Saturday night and watch some football, and then I'll get ready for Thanksgiving.
Who do you think is going to be in the college football playoff?
Oh, wow. So what if Minnesota beats Ohio State? I think there is a shot. All right, but let's say Minnesota, obviously, LSU, obviously, Ohio State, and I guess, you know, who's the fourth? I don't know, Georgia.
Yeah, listen, Minnesota's not beating Ohio State.
No, but it's good to talk about it. Hey, and I do a Minnesota thing some mornings, and you got to humor them.
Well, I would love to see Minnesota beat Ohio State, but do you really believe that'll happen?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. No. I think they've had a fantastic season, and then they'll get punched in the mouth by the Buckeyes.
And hey, Fleck did it right, man. He gets his contract extension before that happens.
I mean, that guy's done a great job in Minnesota. There's just no doubt about it. It's been incredible. Rick, great stuff tonight. Thanks a lot for coming on the bench.
See you next week.
All right, Rick Haro, our sports business and legal insider on the bench.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.